Welcome to the Salesforce Developer Podcast. My name is René Winkelmeyer, and in this podcast, I'm hosting Salesforce Developer Advocates. We're going to share insightful stories, new tips, techniques, and everything actually you have to know these days as a Salesforce developer. My guest today is the one and only Data Cloud Queen, that's how some people call her, Danielle Larecki.
Yay, I'm so happy to be back on the Salesforce Developers Podcast.
And I'm equally happy to have you back here. And I'm also really happy that you're here today because basically you just came out of Trailblazer DX last week or when this podcast aired 2 weeks ago. And I'm really happy that you take the time to talk to me about some of the amazing things that actually were released last week.
Yeah, Trailblazer DX was so much fun and so insightful. I've heard nothing but amazing feedback from all of the developers, the architects, and the admins. The sessions were amazing. I also got to see my team, which, as you know, is a very rare event because we all live across the world. So that was a lot of fun to go to Trailblazer DX last week.
I love that you tell me that a second time because I wasn't able to go. So I was not able to see everyone, but that's a different story. Now, one of the things that we announced at TDX, which is the abbreviation for Trailblazer DX, was Einstein One Studio, which is a suite that consists out of our Gen AI or general AI tooling, which is Copilot Builder, Prompt Builder, and something that's a specialty for you, Model Builder. Can you explain to the listeners what Model Builder is and, you know, where to use that in which context?
Yes, Model Builder is a new product that came out, as you said, under Einstein One Studio, and it's hosted in Data Cloud. So you have the ability to use your data that's stored in your Data Cloud data lake and now no-code, low-code models that you are building inside of Model Builder. And you also have the ability to connect other AI models built on platforms like Google Vertex, Amazon SageMaker, and Databricks into Model Builder as well.
So can you explain to me, maybe in some simple words, I'm using Data Cloud, and why should I care about bringing my own model with Model Builder into Data Cloud?
So artificial intelligence is really, really hot right now. People are wanting to do more with their data. And one of the things that people are really wanting to do is make predictions with their data. So instead of just having stagnant data that doesn't really allow you to, you know what people are going to do next or allow you to make any type of or put your data at work to be able to make some type of predictions with your data, Model Builder and artificial intelligence is now allowing you to take that data that's already stored in your data lake and be able to feed it through different algorithms and regression models so that you can be able to put your data at work to be able to make things like predictions with your data.
And all of that is now with Model Builder, you know, it's built-in capability, basically.
Yes, yes. It's completely built-in capability, and it is also generally available. So anyone that has a Data Cloud is able to access this as soon as this podcast episode airs.
Which is pretty cool. And for those who don't know, you can now go to Trailhead actually and try out Data Cloud yourself, which is, I think, also super cool. Now, one thing that I'm wondering, and hopefully you can explain me and the listeners a bit more about this, and you said that already, there are low-code opportunities to build your own model. So the third-party option to bring in something like Databricks, for example, do we offer also built-in capabilities for our own model?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you have the ability to use a data model object. And for those that are new to Data Cloud, a data model object is basically Data Cloud's canonical data model. So if you think about Salesforce CRM, Salesforce has both custom objects and standard objects. Well, in Data Cloud, we have data lake objects and data model objects. And data model objects is the metadata structure of Data Cloud. So you have the ability to use that data to train AI models. So I think they already have three models that are built into Model Builder. And you can use your data as a training data set to be able to train an AI model so that you can make predictions with the data that's already stored in your data model objects without ever leaving data cloud, so that then you can start making predictions for things like next purchases, lead score. You can even predict what the weather is if you're storing weather data. So you can do almost any type of prediction involving any type of machine learning or numbers-based predictions in Model Builder using those regression models.
That sounds pretty cool. So for me to understand as a next step, because I think, you know, maybe not as deep as you are in this. So once I have my own prediction, where do I store that? Or how can I action actually on that?
Yeah, so Model Builder will actually output the predictions into a data model object already in Data Cloud's data lake. And when it outputs the predictions, what it will also do is give you some analysis to tell you how well your model is making your predictions. So like I was just doing a random model one time and not really caring about the data that I was feeding it. And the model actually told me that my accuracy of that model was really, really bad and that it was no better than random guessing. So Model Builder is even smart enough to tell you if your model is not outputting good predictions as well.
I think that's something that would be great for me to try out at some point. Just, you know, because I remember some of the old times when we ran stuff like Prediction.io, and that was many, many, many years ago, nearly a decade, as a tooling for running predictions off platform. And now having this really as a built-in ability in a low code way, but also bring your own model, BIOLL, is pretty cool. But when we say bring your own, I think there are also some other things around Data Cloud, which I think we're going to offer also for our developer audiences to even extend that more. Do you have some information on what it could be?
Yeah. So with Model Builder, there's still it's a more basic capability, but some data scientists, some artificial intelligence experts, you know, they might want to use some type of more robust models that they're building with your data. They want to do some hyperparameter tuning. They want to do some more analysis of the data, some more statistical analysis of the data. So they might want to use a tool that's a little bit more robust for what some other people just want to just output basic predictions. So they have the ability to build those robust models on a Vertex AI or a SageMaker or Databricks. And then they have the ability to connect to Data Cloud. So each one of them have a different and unique way in which they are connecting to Data Cloud, but they're able to connect to Data Cloud's data lake and pull in data from either a data lake object or data model object, and then use that data as a training data set to train a model that's hosted in Vertex or SageMaker or Databricks. And then they're able to still output the inferences or predictions back into Data Cloud, into Model Builder. So that's really, really cool. You can also even schedule these prediction jobs so that they're happening on a regular basis, that they're being refreshed on a regular basis. You can also schedule the training so that, you know, the model is continuously tuning and training, so that you're also making sure that you're getting accurate and better predictions. So this is really, really, like, with the AI boom, this is hot stuff that Model Builder is able to do.
So looking at, and I think you said that a couple of times, is like the output of a prediction that's coming via Model Builder is stored in a data model object, or in short, DMO. Now, I can then action on that within Data Cloud, right?
Yes. So they have made your predictive models available in both Flow. So once you have your model hooked up in Model Builder, you can output predictions using Flow. You can also use your model in different Apex classes using invocable actions and output predictions that way as well. You can also even use, you know, some of the reporting capabilities of Data Cloud to report on some of your predictions as well.
That sounds very, very neat, I have to say. Which I would say is also real proof on how extensible Data Cloud actually is, right? It's not only like a one-size-fits-all solution. It's also, as your enterprise or your company has their own different demands, that could actually be served through the different capabilities of Data Cloud in this context of Model Builder. Pretty exciting, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I was hearing a couple of times is also bring your own lake. Is that something that is already here?
Yeah. So bring your own lake is a really, really hot functionality right now, where you're able to connect to Snowflake. So right now, the connection to Snowflake being able to share data from Data Cloud to Snowflake is GA. And pilot is the ability to share your data from Snowflake to Data Cloud. And there was a really, really cool demo of this in the keynote. So for those of you that go to Saltsworth Plus and watch the main keynote, it's, I'm told, I think it's at about 4 minutes and 11 seconds. That's the timestamp, but there's a really, really good demo of this in the Data Cloud chapter that MK speaks through. And also coming soon is the ability to bring your own lake with Google BigQuery as well.
So even more extensibility. And I think what is really cool with bring your own lake, it is zero ETL, right? It's like basically native data sharing and in real time.
Yes. So previously, you know, you had to use one of our standard connectors and you had to, you know, choose your objects and then load the data into Data Cloud and then choose a refresh schedule. But now you don't have to do that. That caused some people some heartburn because maybe they had to clean up their data a little bit, which we still recommend cleaning up your data and keeping clean data because, you know, the saying, bad data in, bad data out. But we have alleviated a little bit of that waiting for the batch jobs to complete and to load in the data by just being able to just share the whole lake from either a Snowflake to a BigQuery. But the reason that they've done this is so that you can also use Data Cloud's functionality now on data that's stored outside of Data Cloud in your own lake. So everyone didn't want to go through that whole process of having to load the data just to use, you know, Data Cloud's powerful functionality like segmentation, identity resolution, and some other cool things. And now they can do it just with doing a simple data share and sharing their objects from either Salesforce Data Cloud to the target system or the target system to Salesforce Data Cloud.
That is also very cool. And as someone like myself who built integrations with many, many, many different systems over too many decades, I feel sometimes something like zero ETL, native data access, sounds really intriguing because then, as you said, all the headaches that come with that, with ETL, are basically gone, right? And also, I think there's a gold nugget in what you said, is it's not only bring your own lake, like Snowflake, for example, into Data Cloud, it's also the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is something that not just Salesforce community members are excited about. I have seen that other communities are really, really excited about this, like especially the Snowflake community. They are really, really excited and wanting to learn Salesforce Data Cloud now as a result of this BYOL integration with Snowflake.
That is so much to learn, I feel. And every time when I talk to you and you tell me about some of the new things that are coming with Data Cloud, I always feel that I'm far behind with this so key technology that we're actually shipping now to every customer. Before we close out, because it shouldn't be all about Gen AI, I think there are one or two things that I heard about that are also now available in Data Cloud that I think everyone should be aware of. And one of the things is called Data Cloud Enrichment.
Oh, yes, yes. I actually just talked to a product manager for Data Cloud Enrichment after my Data Cloud for Developers talk. And right, so what I'll explain what Data Cloud Enrichments is first. So Data Cloud Enrichments now allows you to create a field on the contact or create multiple fields on the contact and lead Salesforce objects and update those fields on the contact or lead record with data coming in from a Data Cloud data model object. So you can kind of see that full circle now where you're ingesting all this data from all of these different source systems into Data Cloud. And now what you have the ability to do is re-update records in Salesforce CRM with that data. And I used to get questions about this all the time. So when I first saw Data Cloud Enrichments announced, it just made me so, so excited because now I could tell people like, yes, your Data Cloud data can write back with no code to Salesforce objects. Right now, it's just the contact and lead object. But from what the product manager told me, they are getting ready to soon open this up to all Salesforce standard and custom objects, which is really, really exciting. And also, the other part about Data Cloud Enrichments is you also now have the ability to create data model object as a related list on a contact or lead. So you can see DMO data while looking at the contact or lead record on the related list, which is super powerful, because remember, all this data is coming in, being harmonized from all these source systems. Now you can see it in one place on the contact and lead, and pretty soon more Salesforce objects as well.
That is pretty cool. And I think there's something interesting coming up. It's remote data cloud, so that you have one data cloud instance available that then can serve multiple orgs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then when I just envision the combination that you just said, like multiple orgs, you have one data cloud instance, it can write back, you can show the DMO data actually in kind of any of the related lists, right? I think that is a super powerful combination that I think people just have to experience at some point, right? Just like talking through that really excites me, just about the ability that we're giving then to people, especially in the some more complex organizations and environments they operate in.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that's really cool is they've designed this really, really well. So it's really, really easy to configure, and it's so, so powerful. So that's going to be something really cool.
Cool. Amazing. With that, I think I would like to conclude our podcast. Otherwise, we're just going to talk for 2 more hours about Data Cloud, but I think I'm going to save that for a future episode.
You know, there's nothing wrong with talking for 2 more hours about Data Cloud.
I know, but I also think you should take some of your PTO after TDX, because next week will be again all about Data Cloud.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you very much, Danielle, for being my guest. And I hope you all listeners are enjoying the podcast. And if so, please subscribe on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you are, and listen to you the next time.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
If you're still here, thanks for listening, and head over to developer.salesforce.com/podcast to check out all our episodes. And also check out the show notes, because that's where you will find all the great links to provide you more information and insights about all the topics we talked about today. Bye-bye.